You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Welcome to the first day of the week. Monday, we'll talk about a lot of different things, especially this. What in the world do I know about anything?
What is that?
Obviously, not enough about Arizona football because I was completely and totally incorrect in my prediction. Yeah. Call me and tell me how much you think I'm a fool or whatever, because I was totally wrong from their game with Arizona and Texas Tech.
What was your last prediction?
It was a defeat by Arizona, but yeah. I remember this is the score I had at 50-40, and I think everybody that I know physically, I think there have been the Facebook people, Arizona's going to win because, well, they're Arizona fans. But no one had Arizona winning, and they won. And they won not easily, but handily, 28-14 over Texas Tech. Played well on the defensive end, played well enough on the offensive end. Khalil Tate looked like Khalil Tate from the guy we remembered from almost 2 months or 2 years ago. They played well enough to win, which is great. They're 2-1 now.
Tell me what that interception he had looked like.
The interception that he threw mm-hmm. away? Yeah, well, it was an interception.
No, I mean, was it a tip? Was it just right into somebody's hand?
He played well, though. You know, he overthrew some balls, and some guys didn't run their routes properly. But he did what he needed to do, one win, and he had that 84-yard touchdown run, which was great. You know, once he gets through that line, it's tough to catch.
I have to ask you a Steve Rivera question. Now that you are wrong, how does that make you feel? I mean, do you want to be wrong about the Cats? Does it affect you? You said, go ahead and call and give it to me. Or does it affect you at all?
No, but I hate being wrong. I hate being wrong. I didn't make any bets, so it didn't matter. They looked good enough to win. I mean, what else can you say? They're at home. This was a game they needed to win. But it kind of goes to show you, and I say this all the time, every game is a season. Saturday night was one of those seasons they had to win.
Can we end it now?
Yeah, go to bed 2-1. Yeah, sure. But, you know, it also shows about emotion. The first game, they just didn't play well against Hawaii. Obviously, Hawaii already beat Oregon State and got crushed by Washington. And they didn't play up to par against NAU, which makes me think that they just didn't think highly of NAU, so they just thought they'd show up and play. And they did in the first half, and then they kind of gave up in the second half. But what they did on Saturday was pretty impressive. In fact, you know, when you're on the internet, you watch Facebook and some of the sites. Some guy already had him winning every game now the rest of the way. I would say there's a chance. It was you?
No, it was not me.
It was not you.
No, but, not but quite you, that.
Good, good.
Anxious.
So I do think now, I don't know if I want to make a prediction because what the heck do I know, that they'll beat UCLA, and that's no great shakes. I think they're probably going to be like at 75% to win that game. And then Colorado on the road, that'll be another tough one. In as much as Colorado's been playing better than what people thought they would, and it's going to be on the road. So the Arizona has a good chance of going 2-0 the next couple of games, not the next couple of weeks, because they're off this week. And then they go to UCLA comes here, and then they go to Colorado. So they could be, and I hate to do this because I hate when people talk about this ahead. You know, they always look ahead. Well, you know, they got that recruit. They're coming in. Next year they're going to be so – shut up. Wait till you get there. And so I won't do that. I think they have a good chance to win UCLA, and we'll stop there.
What is – you're the coach. You've got 3 minutes here. But right before your next game, what are you telling them? Not right before, but, you know, what are you telling your team this week to get ready for the next one?
This week or the week before the game? Like next week?
The next game.
The next game. I'm saying what you did the last game is exactly what we need to do. You paid attention in practice. You improved on what you needed to do. You got tired of losing, or you felt that taste of losing in the first game. You need to get better and play hard and continue. And everything that we worked for in that Texas Tech game,
yeah,
could go away if you don't play well in this game. So it's always, you know, improve on the next game, improve on the next game. And what you did in the past doesn't mean much, except that you don't want to feel that way again. And I mean, that's standard. That's standard. Right. That's standard by coaches and trying to get them up. But I mean, honestly, if you win 1 week, guess what? You have another week. It's like this show. This show shouldn't have an impact on tomorrow's show. It just means I need to get better or don't screw it up.
Momentum.
Momentum. A two-show momentum. Have I had one of those this year?
Sure.
I'm undefeated, in fact.
Yes, you are. Team Steve is...
undefeated big, on the show.
Big time.
In fact, I'm the one that's taking scores, so I'm...
So if you give that broad advice... who has got to work on their game? Is it defense, offense, special teams, or
good question. Special teams did not fare as well as you think. They missed that extra point, and I think they missed an extra point, and they missed a field goal, although the field goal was long. Some kickoffs and some punt returns were a little troubling, but they survived it. They survived it. Khalil wasn't all that great. You know, he had the 84-yard run. He missed some completions and that were completable. The running game was fantastic. They let a lot of people run the ball, even though J.J. Taylor was not 100%. But that's kind of how we knew what Arizona was. Run the ball. And maybe Khalil will hit some passes in between that. So they did that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, how's that for an observation?
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Now, going into the next game, I'm going to ask you your prediction now.
Are you?
Then we'll get closer to the game and see where you are.
Wow, that's way too in advance.
Exactly.
Arizona 30-ish to 18 against UCLA. 30-20. UCLA is just bad.
Right.
It's just bad. That's the problem with this last game. I don't know how good Texas Tech really is. They played two bad teams. They beat them pretty easily, and they were on the road. They didn't play well, but a lot of that had to do with Arizona. Arizona made them not so. You know, it is what it is. Arizona did what it needed to do, and you know what that was?
Win.
Exactly. At the end of the day, your job is to have more points than they did.
And what I hear you saying is they not only did that, they did that even despite special teams messing up, an interception, bad throws, bad kicks.
Yeah, they overcame those and played well enough to win behind the running game, which we'll probably see more now. And kind of gives him a shot in the arm, you know, for what's up ahead, which you'll need. I don't want to be Mr. Doom and Gloom like everyone thinks I am.
But momentum.
Yeah, well, the thing is, okay, they went 2-1. This is super sick, and they went 2-0. They'll be 4-1. Is that momentum?
Well, what I mean by that is it's positive energy, man, like the whole team. It's nice to win because it kind of pushes you along. At some point,
it beats the alternative.
Being on a really bad, you know, I might have bat well back when I was a kid, but our team was always horrible.
How did that affect you?
Well, what I'm saying is after about the sixth game or so, it's different. It's just different. But if we won something, I'm like, hey, we might just beat the yellow team next week or whatever.
Yeah. I get it.
That's what I know. Did I ask you about the defense?
Your defense? No, you did not ask me about the defense, but it was well enough to win or good enough to win.
Nothing excellent,
great, great steady. The linebackers were great. They went with three linebackers and kind of threw Texas Tech off guard. And they did exactly what they needed to do. They won. And did it in a surprising fashion. Like I say, it was a low-scoring game relative to what we thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And more power to them. Congratulations.
Like saying that.
Congratulations? Or
right on.
Yeah.
Way to go, Wildcats.
And they deserve the credit. They won the game, and many people... they were underdogs going in. Come on, how many times does that happen at home for any team? Not very often.
Were they 2.5-point underdogs?
Two and a half, 3-point underdogs.
It's hard to make 2.5 points in football. I've heard. I'm not an expert, Steve.
Even where you go to, where
did you
go
watch?
To
I know you need a break, but did you watch any pro games?
Yes, I did. We'll talk about that at the 6:30 hour because everybody's looking for a quarterback now, apparently. So let's take a break here. We're going to get a hold of Anthony Germino and talk about the football game here on 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news. And hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera, and we'll be talking to Anthony Germino once he calls in. Talking about football, just his observation on what happened, what he saw. on Saturday night, but very impressive. Maybe I can talk real quick about the NFL while we wait. You talked about the NFL. So now there's a lot of quarterbacks waiting for a call to replace Roethlisberger from Pittsburgh and Drew Brees in North Carolina, in New Orleans. And I'm sure there'll be some other ones down the road. But wow, two big blows to two pretty good teams, at least franchises. So we'll talk about that at the 6:30 hour. And now Anthony on the phone, Anthony Germino of All Sports Tucson and the Maven. How are you, Anthony?
What's going on, Steve?
Not a whole lot. Thanks for joining me. What maybe the top two things that impressed you about Saturday night?
99-yard drive where you could do nothing but run the ball. That's pretty cool. I mean, I don't care really who it's against, but, you know, the game was at that point in the balance, right after Arizona makes one of those special team mistakes you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
where could have, you know, made a fair catch maybe around the 15, but the ball bounces and rolls down the one. And now you're really back up against it. No J.J. Taylor. Run the ball 13 consecutive times. Score a touchdown. And essentially, yeah, you take a little more than 7 minutes off the clock and essentially put the game away.
Yeah.
So that particular moment I thought was pretty number two was they played pretty well defensively. Part of it is I don't think Texas Tech, to be honest, is all that great.
Right.
And apparently their quarterback probably played all the second half with a broken collarbone or something of that nature. Because today they revealed that he's out for several weeks because of a shoulder injury, which I think we were all shocked when he went back into the game early in the second half after Tony Fields just drove him into the turf on that shoulder. And it kind of looked like a classic shoulder collarbone injury. So I'm not sure how healthy he was in the second half or how good Texas Tech is. I don't think the receivers are very good. But, hey, you know, I don't know if that matters. I think Arizona will draw some confidence from holding them to 14 point and doing some different things defensively. And I know Kevin Sumlin talked after the game. They kind of mixed in more zone, which you thought was effective in this game, especially against a team like Texas Tech. And like you mentioned, they really ran 3-3-5 the entire game instead of their usual base. But there's some teams coming up that aren't going to throw it like Texas Tech or Hawaii. Those are two of the most pass-happy countries. So you see Arizona did kind of evolve and change from the first game against Hawaii to the third game against Texas. So, you know, that shows.
Yes, I not right there where I'm going to go buy some Rose Bowl tickets just yet, right. but it was optimistic, like I was telling Bob here, that you can't fault them. They beat who they needed to beat Saturday night.
I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, there's a, you know, of course, I get a ton of comments on social media. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, where was this against Hawaii? Like, well, you know what? You can't go back and
no.
play the Hawaii game. Oh, you know, it's over. It's done with. Move on. You know, in 1992, when Arizona was running off 5 wins in a row and beating number one Washington, they didn't say, oh, where was this against Oregon State? It didn't matter at that time.
Right.
You know, just enjoy what you got. The whole Pac-12 season's ahead of Arizona. It starts with a couple of winnable games for sure. I mean, UCLA may be the worst team in the league right now, and
yeah.
Arizona gets the bye this week to prepare for them. Meanwhile, the Bruins have to go all the way up to Pullman to play the very latest game in the country on Saturday night. So they get back home, I'm sure, very early Sunday morning, and then they got to go on a back-to-back road trip. That's not ideal for a team that's struggling. It kind of looks like they've already
given up,
cashed in the season.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it's really kind of bizarre. So, and then Arizona has to go to Colorado after. Is that the Colorado team that beat Nebraska, or is that the Colorado team that lost Air Force?
Right.
To be determined. I don't know.
Among the two things I asked you that impressed you, one of them was not Khalil Tate. But what would you think about his play? He had that 84-yard run, which, of course, he looked like Khalil Tate. But he had some passes that were a little off.
Yeah, a little bit. But in 14-23, it was reasonably efficient passing. He throws a really nice – I mean, he really some of his issues are more of – identifying the right read and kind of just making the easier passes. You know, sometimes his accuracy on the short passes isn't what we're used to seeing from other quarterbacks across the country, but that was a warmth. You know, his numbers, his passing numbers would have looked much better, except they ran the ball 13 consecutive times in that drive in March 90. So he didn't pass in the fourth quarter. They ran 19 times and passed zero in the fourth quarter.
It reminded me a little of the ASU game from a couple of years ago when they didn't run the ball at all. They won. Remember in that big game where Arizona thought they had no chance, or people thought Arizona had no chance, and they just ran the ball all the time.
Right.
And I think it may have included a big run, not the 99-yard, but something similar where they just control the ball most of the time and the clock.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to be. I mean, when you watch that game Saturday night, Texas Tech guys kind of laying all over the field and probably didn't seem to be at Arizona's level of conditioning late in the fourth quarter. So that is probably a couple other things you put in Arizona's column as a win. I mean, I just think those kind of drives are so important for guys' football mentality to know you can kind of pull that out. And Texas Tech knew Arizona was going to run, and there wasn't any mystery to that. Arizona had to start to drive with running, and once they got going, that's all they were going to do, and Texas Tech still couldn't stop it. So that's kind of the best way to be.
Did you guys get any word on what happened to JJ? Was he just not feeling well, or what was it?
Well, someone said he was nicked up, but they must be on that. So I don't think we'll know anything.
At least for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe the next game, because someone doesn't like to talk about injuries, so not say much on his Monday press conference next week. And so we may have to just wait until the UCLA game in a couple weeks.
What did you make of the crowd?
Pretty poor. I thought the Zonda Zoo was good. And for the second game in a row, I thought they were good. But when they announced 37,
yeah.
That's not good.
Was it legit?
It wasn't. It was clearly not as good as they had over 40.
So, but it was legit.
I mean, it seemed to, you know, and again, everybody across the nation, nobody, it's always announced.
Right.
Nobody, I think, and I saw a big story in this a year or two ago, maybe like Army or somebody like that. They're like the only school in the country that actually has a turnstile count when they put out their attendance. So everybody's, quote, inflated. So 37,000, I mean, how many were actually there? 33, I don't know, 32?
Yeah.
Because there's always tickets sold, things like that that go into the attendance figure. But it was clearly not as good as, you know, Arizona, I think, eventually, after they get done with a big revamp of the west side of Arizona Stadium starting next year and last a couple, you know, the capacity will probably go down to about 48,000. And which in this day and age, if you can fill 48,000 or come close to it, that's a kind of a nice, intimate stadium. You know, I guess the days filling up Arizona Stadium at 57,000, 58,000, those are gone. But, you know, Autzen Stadium in Oregon isn't that big. Utah Stadium, they have sellouts all the time, but they're around 45,000. So, and when you get 45,000 in a stadium that seats 45,000, everybody says you have fantastic attendance and a great atmosphere.
Yeah, no.
45,000 and a 57,000 seat stadium. You're like, where is it?
Right. Yeah, no question. Right? I think they still have to be a little concerned about that attendance mark. I'm not sure if UCLA will be that team. And next game is going to be another late game with UCLA.
Yeah, and UCLA is not bringing anybody.
Right.
They're not that team you always say, oh, yeah, the Bruins, they really travel. So UCLA couldn't fill up the Rose Bowl when they played Oklahoma last week. It was all Oklahoma people. Mm-hmm. If you saw a big view of the stadium.
Right, I did.
It was all Oklahoma red. It wasn't UCLA pale blue. So, yeah, UCLA is not going to help the attendance. It doesn't have a night off. But I don't know.
Yeah.
If Arizona can get rolling, win a couple of those opening games.
Right. Well,
maybe it'll pick up.
Those, like we call them in basketball, 50-50 games, and these are maybe a little bit 60-40 games, 50-50 games. Pick up these, maybe go to 4-1, and then we'll figure out what happens after that.
Yeah, but by then, basketball's starting.
That's it. You're very right. Starts in a couple weeks. Hey, thanks for joining me, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
We'll take our break here now on 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. Good to talk to Anthony Gimino about the weekend game, Arizona's big win. I say it's a big win because no one thought they would, or few people thought they would. If you'd like to call in, please do 790-2040. And talk about the game. We can also talk about the NFL, the craziness that was over the weekend. as starting quarterbacks were falling like flies. Over the weekend, Pittsburgh lost its. Drew Brees lost its. Or Drew Brees lost his next 6 weeks, looks like, hurting his thumb or his hand. And Roethlisberger's out for the year. So Pittsburgh Steelers fans are a little distraught, as are the Saints.
Okay.
They have no choice.
It is what it is.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. I guess there's a big game tonight. If it's big for Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns are beating the Jets 13-3 with about 2 minutes left in the second quarter. A lot of people thought that Cleveland would be a team to contend with for the Super Bowl. And we'll see if that's true. They lost their first game in not close fashion. So, you know, we'll see if they can recover. Looks like they will. We'll see.
Watch any of the Cardinals?
I did, actually, because that was probably the only game in town for the hour, the first hour. Although I do switch back to the red zone on my cable channel. But I did. I'm still not sold on Murray. I'm just not. It's going to take me a lot to get sold on him. But it's very apparent, and now I'm the same size as he is in terms of height, that he is just too small. Did you watch the game?
Yep.
What did you think?
I didn't watch it well enough to be able to give you a report
But you could notice that he was
just getting a little beat up.
Beat up, had to run around a lot. That's kind of his game, but still very, very small compared to the other guys on the line. And I watched like the first half, missed the third quarter when they kind of stayed close, and then off and on in the fourth.
Did you watch Jackson?
Yeah, the other quarterback? Yeah, no, very impressive. Very impressive. You know, one Heisman Trophy to the other. Being a veteran, more of a veteran. I think he's, been there 2-3 years now? So has more experience. I think Murray will be okay. It's just kind of strange right now. He's just running around like, you know, just don't hurt me. But the Cardinals aren't that good. We all know that, right?
They'll get there.
To get where? Where's there?
Right there. You know, when I say there, whatever that place is that you don't say doesn't provoke me to say, they'll get there.
Yeah, well, you know, like when they say, well, who's they?
Right. My mother used to quote those people a lot.
Yeah.
And they're very smart, though.
Yeah. That's what she told you?
No, I figured it out for myself because they know a lot of things.
Oh, they do. They do. I get it. Anybody want to call in, please do. I know we had a caller earlier that wanted to talk about the NFL. You can now. I won't throw out a name or anything.
Maybe they're watching the
Monday night game?
NFL.
Yeah, well, there's only a minute left in that, so they'll have to call it in then.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We need to run a little thing on the bottom.
So when do you get in? When do you get in?
Today, normally.
One-ish?
Today was in early, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you some. I'm going to pick your brain. Who else do you do? Buckmaster?
On Monday and Tuesday, just you and the news and weather.
Oh, really? So you're the news guy during this time and the weather.
And also Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but that's during the morning.
Yeah, okay.
See?
Yeah. So how's this new program going?
I think the sports show is pretty good. I like listening to him.
Because he lets you get involved.
No. I don't have to be involved. I love Bill's show. Boy, you don't even think about. Sometimes Bill will say, and my engineer, Bob Dio, and I'll think he's about to go, and turn your mic on. And I'm like, and then he just goes back, and I'm like, oops, sorry, I flinched, Bill.
Yeah. I get it. Well, I was just wondering how they're doing. I don't see them very often anymore now that I come later in the day. But I know that Bill Buckmaster is having some good guests here in the near future as it involves El Tour de Tucson. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
John wants to talk NFL.
Yeah, okay, John. Thanks for calling it, John. How are you?
Pretty good, Steve.
What do you
how
have
about
for
those
me?
Chiefs?
Those Chiefs. Well, aren't they? I would assume, maybe you know this or don't know this, that they're either the first or the second team as a favorite to win the Super Bowl this year. They have to be.
Yeah, but the Raiders broke our streak.
Oh, in terms of scoring in a quarter?
Scoring in the first quarter after 22 straight games.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. He made up for it the second quarter when he scored 4.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because the announcers were talking about that. He says, we'll get right back to you after this play. And guess what happened? They scored. And then they didn't stop scoring all of the second quarter. So they could have saved, you know, three of those touchdowns in the first quarter. Instead, they scored them in the second.
Oh, yeah. And I think they're throttling him back a little bit to save him and stuff, because he could have hit two or three more in the second half, I'm sure.
Yeah, did they? What was the final? 28 to 10? What was his final?
28 to 14, I think.
Oh, so it was kind of like they just, in the second quarter, they just kind of, oh, the second half, they just said, eh, we got this.
Yeah. And another salient point is his father pitches one of his last games there at that same stadium.
Yes, yes. No, I saw that too, because it's one of the last stadiums that'll have an infield situation.
Oh, yeah. And we need to get Tyreek Hill healed and get a human joystick out there again.
Right. So you must be a big-time Chiefs fan?
Oh, I was there back in the day. We had a Monday night game. It was delayed because of torrential rains. Water was running down the stands, and Derek Thomas and Smith was there.
I do remember that was about what, 20 years ago or so,
something like that. Yeah,
I do remember that. That's sad that I remember that, but I do, because it's a rarity, a much rarity.
Oh yeah, it was a torrential downpour, which is not uncommon, but on any particular night, it's not necessarily expected. So
right. So if you've been a Chiefs fan for most of your life, it's been a tough life.
Yeah, well, growing up in the 70s, I had to take a hankering to Dolphins when they were running everything with Shula. He went to church every day.
Who, Shula did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Maybe that's what I need to do. But back in the day, you had guys like Podolak and those guys with Kansas City.
And Willie Lanier and all those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Why Kansas City? Are you from that area?
Well, no, Nebraska, but you either migrated towards the east or to the west, and the Broncos or the Chiefs. And since we lived in Kansas City for 12 years, kind of grew an affinity to them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We were during the Schottenheimer shuffle and all that. So
oh, yeah.
Christian
yeah.
Nicoya and all that group.
Yeah, a good competitive team, except that just not good enough to do anything that you were really excited about.
Yeah, and we had the longest drought on a playoff win at home for the longest time.
Right. Well, so, even now, I mean, last year, well, the coach, what's his name, Reed?
Reed.
What, 2-3 years ago, they were like 13-0, 13-1, whatever, and that was a year, and then they get beat in the playoffs. And then last year they played this great schedule and played exciting to watch, and then they got beat. So they give you a lot of hope, and then they just take the rug from under you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we lost a couple playoff games to the Colts. And we had a kicker named Lynn Elliott, and we lost by 2 or 3. It was a shootout. And the joke was, the next day, you know, Lynn tried to commit suicide, hanging himself.
No.
But he missed the chair. He couldn't kick it.
Oh, jeez. Welcome to the joke hour. I thought you were going to give me a real... Did Vinatieri retire today? I don't think he did he? It didn't say anything. He was...
No, Vinatieri was on the Colts, and he missed a couple, or one, at least one, I know.
You mean over the weekend? Yeah, because he hinted yesterday that he was going to retire. Or he hinted that there was a possibility, not that he was going to.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, John. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Everyone won this weekend. Oh. The Huskers, the Wildcats. Oh, I was at a watch site where.
Oh, that's right. You're John the Husker guy.
Yeah.
What the heck happened against Colorado? They're having a 17-point lead, and all of a sudden they lose the game.
That's unexcusable. But our coach bleeds red versus Callahan, who didn't.
So that's okay?
No, it's not okay, but we'll live with what we have. In 2 weeks, we come up to Ohio State in Memorial Stadium.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. And I'm getting old, Steve. I can't think what my big point was.
Your point was calling in.
Yeah. No, I missed you during drive time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you tonight.
Great. Well, thank you, John, for listening. I'm glad you listened and call in from time to time.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you, John.
Keep up the excellent work, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. All right. We have time for a caller. I'm not sure we need to go to break or not. We'll see what happens with this caller. And... Bob, my guy, is telling me something via hand signals. Okay, we got a call. We're going to take this call real quick. We'll take the call real quick before we go. Yes?
I wouldn't do it real quick.
Oh.
Caller, are you a real quick caller? You're more of a, I want to make my point and visit with the boys caller, right?
Okay. As a visiting cousin.
Okay, great. I hear some inheritance, but some money coming from my birthday, so we better keep this caller happy. So let's go to break and then come back here on 1030 The Voice. Welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. Gloria, thanks for sticking around. And hey, I think that Bob got that song just for you.
I love it. I love it. So listen, I would have paid better attention to the game, but we were watching it over at the home of a friend of yours, Rosalie Crow.
Oh, yes.
She worked with you at the Phoenix Gazette.
Many, many years ago. I was just a skinny kid back then.
Yes, she remembers that part, too, and told us all about the work you did.
Yes.
Didn't say anything bad about you, so I guess you did a good job.
I did an okay job. Back when I was like 22 years old, yes, Rosalie is one of the great ladies I met in that business in Phoenix a long time ago. Yeah. It was fun work back then.
Yep. Well, we made carne asada and a salad and ran over to her house and she made a peach cobbler. So you've got two people you should be good friends with.
Yes, especially when you're making peach cobbler and carne asada. That's no question about that. Sorry I didn't get the invite.
Yeah, really. Well, that's why we wondered, are you up there in that booth where all of the news people?
Yes.
Is that where you watch the game?
Yes, Saturday night I did not go to the game. I was busy, but yeah, that's typically where I'm at. It's funny because are you in the Northwest side?
No, I live right by campus. I used to walk to work when I worked at the university.
Oh, okay, but I think she is. I'm not too sure.
Oh, she's so far up the Northwest that I almost had to get a green card to go up there. And Rosalie's listening to you. She had never listened before, but she's listening over at her house.
Oh, so great, because she didn't know I had this gig?
No. Man. Well, I had mentioned it, but she had never found the station or something, so we'll have to find out what she thought. But because we talked so much and ate so much, we missed an extra point, and we missed a field goal.
Correct.
Did the same person kick both times?
Yes, I'm pretty sure they did.
And who was that?
The name escapes me. The name escapes me. But there's still a lot of work to do there, Gloria. Sorry to tell you.
I know. And I said, well, you know, he should go to bed without his peach cobbler or whatever they're having for dessert.
Yeah, for sure. The carne asada. Let me ask you, Gloria. I know that you listen to this program a lot. Do you get up to listen to Chris as well?
Yes.
So these are long days for you.
They are. They are very. And then I love the guy who gives advice on how to get out of debt.
Oh, yeah. I need to listen to that like twice.
Dave Ramsey. Oh, my gosh. He's very good.
Is he?
And this couple called in and they're in debt $1.5 million. And they bring home almost $500,000 a year. No, $250,000 a year. And he said, you guys are a train wreck.
$250,000 and $1 million in debt. Well, I guess my problems aren't that bad.
I felt really good after that.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, Steve, you know, if you find out who it was who missed that field goal,
I will. I'll say it on the air.
You'll say it because what a brat! You know, we just should not have done that. But everything else was.
If he's listening, he's probably saying, Steve doesn't remember my name because Gloria's on my butt for it. Holy moly.
Yes, I will be writing to the coach about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
All right,
thank you.
You guys take care.
Great,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, it was Gloria, one of the great girls, calls in from time to time.
Nice lady.
Yes. You don't do other shows, so I was going to say if you're part of the shows that she calls in, and I'm sure she calls in the morning for Chris, because I'll be on Chris's show tomorrow. I'm trying to find out who did it. I can't remember his name, and it's not showing up for whatever reason. It was taking forever. That's what it's doing to show up.
You better.
What are you doing over there? Are you ACD? AC? What do you call it? OCD?
Gay? No, I'm not.
ACD? No, that's ACD. You're OCD? You are, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
Not about this. I just try to. Keep it nice.
Keep it nice? Yeah, you came to my side and tried to do that. What's up with that?
Just being nice.
No, that cleaning smell in my...
I can knock it off if you want.
Yeah, no, you're not getting me nervous. I need a cleaning person at my... Available. No, you're not available. Okay. Okay. So I just got news that I guess that the Sugar Skulls have an announcement Wednesday from a press conference. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on this week. News conference with that. A news conference with the sports 2000 Pima County Sports Authority naming their county, or what do you call it, recipients of the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame. That, a lot of things going on in this town. No game this weekend. I know that El Tour has a big deal over the weekend at the Ramada and the Loop. If you're a cyclist, we hope to see you there. Just a lot of things going on in Tucson. This is the best time. It's starting to cool down right now. It's about, 98, which is cool for Tucson. It is. You can tell the difference. I'm freezing tonight with the clouds and in here. And, I need to get a blanket for my room. Anybody else? We got about 6 minutes left. You can call in. I watched some games. I'm not interested in others. Last night's game, Philly and Atlanta. Some good games. Some of them are good, some of them are not, obviously. But the good thing for Arizona is they have a couple of weeks, 1 week off, a couple of weeks to kind of re-energize again and get ready for UCLA. I agree with Anthony, UCLA is not that good. They're reeling, in fact. I wonder what they're thinking with of Chip Kelly, the hiring of Chip Kelly. Looks like a disaster already, 2 years in. Wouldn't even happen to know what his buyout is. So I'm sure they're not thinking about that just yet. What are you doing over there? You're making me nervous.
Working on the phone system because it looks like I'm not sure if I can take any calls, so I'm working on it for you.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, try if you want to call. What else? I have tickets to Tina's Pizza. I could probably give that. No, I don't want to try that because the phones might. Anybody want to call in, please do anyway. 790-2040. Oh, I know what you're doing. You're calling. You're weird. You're funny. You're a funny dude. What else? Soccer. Women's soccer at U of A lost for the first time over the weekend. First time they were scored on, I think they lost 4-0. And then they came back and won 1-0 or 2-0 yesterday. So they're back on the winning side. Volleyball comes back into town on this weekend. I think they have the Arizona Classic coming in. What else is going on? I'm sure cross country. There's other things just out there. Basketball is going to start here. Men's and women's basketball is going to start practicing pretty soon. I know Adia Barnes was at a function over the weekend as a keynote speaker. So she's real busy enjoying the fruits of her labor and last year's great run. Are you okay now? Are you going to have a heart attack? You're okay? Nervous. Very nervous. Anything else? I think that's about it. The halftime score, Cleveland 16, New Jersey, New York Jets. 16-3. New Jersey. The Jets are pretty bad. They're not any. Sorry to say. Who's your team? Oh, I wanted to ask you about your wife. She made that bet on Dallas, correct?
Yeah.
And it was to win the Super Bowl, correct? Right?
You betcha.
And she got like 100-1, something like that?
The closer we get, if she like actually wins, she only got 2-1.
No, there's no way.
Well, I don't want it. I don't want you coming around the house asking for me to adopt you if we went live.
I'll just do this. I'll clap. She got
good
odds.
Yeah, it was pretty big odds.
Yeah. To win it all.
Yeah, it was silly odds, but she went for it.
Yeah, no. Hey, for like $10, $20, whatever it was.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I think she did 5, and I said, might as well do 20. I don't know if she did the Cardinals.
No. $20 on Dallas, that's a good chance, a good bet. Now, they're playing well. It's still way early. But if you got like 80-1, 100-1, hey, who knows?
It was high.
Yeah, because no one believes in them. They'll fall apart. Don't worry.
So who do you have on this week?
For the show?
No, I meant what clothes are you wearing this? Yeah, I was thinking of your guests on the show.
I don't know this week because it's a bye week. So I'm not too sure. I haven't really thought about it. Yes, I had Anthony today. I tried to get, obviously Moreno, my adopted son, and some other people, maybe some people from the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame on Wednesday. Thursday, I don't know. I think I had somebody scheduled. I'm an ad libber, as you can kind of tell, and I'm ad libbing right now, and it's already a season. The one thing with this show is that I don't get the two hours, and the 1 hour goes so quickly. In the summer, I would have been okay with it. Not so much now because it goes by so fast. I'm thinking, why am I going over there for an hour? Because it goes so fast, I can do this on the phone, and which of course I might anyway, if I can get maybe like a bar or restaurant to hold me as a host, I'd be great. I'd be great to go there, or I'd be happy.
Interesting.
Well, you've been saying this all along. I need to go out and get out of this building, right? Yeah. People don't see that in your face. No, I can't hear you.
That is a polite, I told you so.
Oh, yeah. No. I've been trying to think of it, and I'm trying to get some people to say, hey, come over and do the show at our place during the dinner time hour. It's already gone. I mean, I waited here for an hour, and now I'm already done.
Wow, that was like...
It's like waiting for a roller coaster ride for an hour and then getting on for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, or an undercooked pizza.
Yes, put it back in the oven. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Gloria, for calling in. John, for calling in. Anthony, for giving us a call, talking about the Cats. Good win for them. And boy, was I wrong over the weekend. But hey, that's for another day. 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.